Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today we will be revisiting Sister Billy's classic series on the Book of Daniel. So get your Bible and your notebook as we study the living Word of God.
Thank you, pastors. As that sets the scene for us, this great church here has done that. They are reading the Book of Daniel word for word methodically, and they are in their eighth day of a Daniel's fast. We'll talk about that more when we get to the part of his fasting. But this thrilled me. Of course it's thrilling. I know why his body was sapped of energy, because the glory was so great that was upon him. It was beyond what he had known before. And as he came, it was very thrilling to you, and it's thrilling to me. It is thrilling to me that God now is going to reveal something. We're going to do exactly what the Lord told us to do. We're going to go methodically through the book. We're going to go word for word. This is going to be a teaching. All of these will be teaching sessions. They will not be long. You can come in the nighttime, get home in time to study a little bit, and go to work the next morning refreshed. When Jesus appeared to Brother Hagin and gave him what later came to be the book, Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits, he said, you should have different kinds of meetings. Don't try to do everything in the same meeting. And so these are going to be exactly the kinds of meetings that God asks. We're going to be teaching. I believe it will be teaching with a prophetic anointing, because the book of Daniel is a prophetic book, and because of the time of revelation that we are here. It thrilled me so much when I heard this, because I said, oh, goody gumdrops. He is going to reveal it to us now. There is at least a part of Daniel which has been concealed. And let's turn to Daniel 12 to read about that. In all of our Bible study this morning, you'll want to keep the book of Daniel marked. We'll turn to other scriptures as well, but we'll be going back and forth to the book of Daniel. And in Daniel chapter 12, we read verses 4 and 9. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Verse 9. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. If God is ready to reveal this to us now, what does that tell us? We have reached the time of the end. Glory, hallelujah. And God is going to reveal this to us. The Greek word, the first translation of the Hebrew Bible into another Bible was the Septuagint, or the Greek translation. And in the Septuagint, the word used for a revelation is apokalypsis. Now, you will know this from our book in the Bible. The last book in the New Testament is the book of Revelation. And that word in the Greek is apokalypsis. We get from that, people say, the Acropolis. And kalypsis means hidden, covered. Apokalypsis means you take the cover off. So now what has been sealed, he's going to remove the seal. He's going to take the cover off and reveal it to our hearts, to our spirits. He is called, in this book of Daniel, the Revelator. Let's read that in Daniel chapter 2. The king had had a dream. We'll go into this in detail when we go through these chapters. But here we'll only touch verse 28. We'll begin there of Daniel 2:28, when Daniel's revealing what the king's dream meant. He says, there is a God in heaven that reveals. Glory be to God. He is the revealer. There is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. This word secrets, when it's translated into the Greek, is mysterion, and it means sacred secrets or divine secrets. God chose to reveal some divine secrets, divine plans, and he revealed them then. He's revealing them further now. There is a God in heaven that reveals secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be when? In the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, what should come to pass hereafter. And he that reveals secrets or reveals divine plans makes known to you what shall come to pass. God, all plans come from the bosom of the Father. He is the great planner, and he reveals to us only what he wants us to know. So he has revealed this here. We'll find out later what this revelation, the entire book of Daniel as a revelation, meant to the second coming of the Lord. And the moed for the book of Daniel is particularly the latter days. Moed, that's a Greek, that's a Hebrew word, and I'll tell you what it means, because God deals in moeds. I used to think that one day when the church just got so good and everybody in it, Jesus would come. But I learned that that's not how it is at all. He is not dependent upon our all becoming good and glorious. The church will be glorious before he comes, but he is coming at an appointed time. He is coming at a moed. God deals in appointed times. The first time we see this is in the book of Genesis. Turn with me to Genesis 1. This word moed is a key word for understanding Daniel, so we shall understand it first. Genesis 1:14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, for days and years. The English word seasons is the Greek, Hebrew word moed. Moed in the Hebrew means an appointed time, a fixed date. And so he gives for us signs in the heavens which are for fixed times. For instance, the star that they followed in the fullness of time, Jesus came forth, born of a virgin. At the appointed time, he came forth. At the appointed time, on the anniversary of Passover, he offered his life up. At the appointed time, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost came exactly on the same date when the Jews had received the Torah. He deals in appointed times. There is an appointed time when Satan's time on this earth will be over. Adam was given a lease on this earth. He delivered it over to the devil. The day that lease is up, the devil goes to the pit. Jesus Christ will have come back. And so we are dealing here with moeds. There is appointed times. And this word moed is used in the book of Daniel. The moed of Daniel particularly has to do with, turn back to Daniel 2, 29. It particularly has to do with what we've just read that Daniel said to the king. 28, excuse me. The last four or five lines, it says that God makes known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. So the moed of Daniel has to do with the latter days. In explaining moed and that word that's used in Genesis 1:14, turn with me to Leviticus chapter 23, and we'll see God's pattern of dealing with moeds. Leviticus 23. Here we have the children of Israel as they've met God out on the mountain, and God is giving to Moses on Mount Sinai the Torah. He not only gave to Moses on that Mount of Revelation Sinai the Ten Commandments, he gave him the first five books of the Bible, which is the Torah, or what the Jews call the law. And so in giving that, God said to Moses, Leviticus 23:1, and Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them. Now, one thing God did not say unto them was that word concerning. You can see that it's in italics. God said, and I should have brought my Hebrew Bible today to read this for you, exactly how he said. Have you got it over there? Could you find Genesis 1? Well, I'll do it in the next session. I'll mark it in the next session. But he said unto them, the moeds of Jehovah, the appointed times of Jehovah. He did not say concerning, he did not say feasts. We've added this word feast because later on he tells them to have feasts and festivals and joyous times, but he names these, he calls these the moeds of the Lord, the appointed times, the fixed dates of the Lord. And so he said from that mountain unto Moses, the moedim of Yahweh, the fixed dates, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, my moeds, my fixed dates. And so he goes on to name them. We see in first the Sabbath, in verse 4, it says, the moedim of Yahweh, the moeds, the fixed dates of Yahweh, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their moeds, in their fixed dates. And he gives Passover, and he gives Pentecost or Shavuot, and he gives tabernacles, and he tells them to come up to Jerusalem on those fixed dates. Even today in Israel, if you have a doctor's appointment, you will say, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, I have a moed with the doctor. So the moed of the book of Daniel, it gives history before it happens, but the particular moed of it, we're going to see what that is now as we look at Daniel chapter 10. In Daniel chapter 10, we're going to go, in my Bible, it's about four lines up from the bottom of verse 1. And in chapter 10, 1, it says, the thing was true, but the moed was long. You can see there, the time appointed. There's an appointed time. And going on down to verse 14, we hear the angel saying, now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people. A key to understanding the book of Daniel is that it has to do with the Jews, Daniel's people. What shall befall thy people in what moed in the latter days? For the vision is for many days. We've already seen that there's going to be a further unveiling and an understanding of it given as we reach those latter days. And if God sent a messenger here from South Africa to this church to tell us it's time, woo, glory, hallelujah. Just think of it, you've been fasting and preparing. And the Lord said, you are as much a chosen people and a people of destiny as those four Hebrew children.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The classic study series by Dr. Billy Brim entitled Daniel is now available in an 11 CD series for a special radio offer of $55 plus shipping. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!